Today is February 28th, 2020, and you are listening to Project Geospatial. I'm Adam Simmons, bringing you your geospatial news. As a reminder, all articles referenced are linked in our show notes. Let's get started. First up, we have another SpaceNet Challenge update. According to their LinkedIn profile, SpaceNet has launched the SpaceNet 6 Challenge Topcoder microsite for users to pre-register for the challenge that officially launches on March 16th. They plan to release the open source algorithm baseline next week. As noted on SpaceNet's website, the event seeks to build on the advances from previous competitions by challenging participants to automatically extract building footprints with computer vision and artificial intelligence algorithms using a combination of SAR and electro-optical imagery datasets. The openly licensed datasets feature a combination of half-meter SAR imagery from Capella Space and half-meter EO imagery from Maxar's WorldView 2 satellite. The area of interest for this challenge will be centered over the largest port in Europe, Rotterdam, the Netherlands. This area features thousands of buildings, vehicles, and boats of various sizes to make an event testbed for SAR and the fusion of these two types of data. The datasets can be found on the SpaceNet 6 Challenge Overview page or its AWS S3 bucket. The challenge offers a potential $50,000 in total prizes for participants. Winners will be announced on June 4th, 2020. If you're interested in participating in the SpaceNet Challenge, head over to www.topcoder.com/spacenet. On the note of commercial imagery competition heating up, we recently watched a video posted on December on Maxar's blog in which Walter Scott, Maxar's CTO, talked about satellite constellation choices for Earth observation business success. The video is 14 minutes long and goes into extreme detail on the comparing imagery constellations of three companies, Maxar, Planet, and BlackSky, and how they stack up in three key metrics, product market fit, adaptability, and capital efficiency. It's a fascinating perspective when looking at the marketing of commercial resolution, high revisit rates, and rapid imagery delivery applied to multiple use cases from supply chain analysis to defense analysis. Check out the link in our show notes, and we'd love to hear from our listeners with their opinions on the video. On January 31st, it was reported in SmartCitiesDive.com that California has released an updated and new interactive public geoportal database. The new portal consists of 1,200 publicly available datasets from 25 state entities. The data has categories such as from government agencies like housing, water, transportation, and health information, includes data connections related to California wildfires. We look forward to exploring this new data portal. There are several events we recently became aware of coming up this year. These events are hosted in St. Louis area and involve geospatial industry in some way. The first being GeoResolution. That takes place on March 25th, 2020 at SLU's Bush Student Center. It's sponsored by St. Louis University and the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, and the event is open to the public. The GeoResolution Geospatial Conference will bring together government and academic industry leaders growing the geospatial ecosystem in the greater St. Louis region. GeoResolution represents the latest efforts from SLU and the broader St. Louis community to build geospatial capacity and to strengthen old and new collaborations across the nation. The next event, Prepare.ai. Prepare.ai will take place April 20th, 2020 through April 21st, 2020 at the Hyatt Regency St. Louis at the Arch. The Prepare Conference cultivates a collaborative ethos by bringing together technologists and thought leaders from a diverse array of disciplines and organizations. You can find out more at Prepare.ai. Use R Conference, that takes place July 7th through 10th, 2020 in the St. Louis Grand Hotel and Conference Center. It actively supports by the R Foundation. The Use R is an annual international conference of leading statisticians, data scientists from around the world. In recent years, it has been held in Toulouse, France, Brisbane, Australia, Brussels, Belgium, and Stanford, California. The conference is the main annual meeting of the R community in attendance in 2020. It's anticipated to be over 1,000 people. Attendees will include R developers and users who are data scientists, business intelligence specialists, analysts, and statisticians from academia, and industry and students. Finally, we have a Project Geospatial update. We at Project Geospatial want to announce that we have updated our website. We've reorganized it with a new look, and we've made several additions. The first being that we have a new dedicated page to our audio podcast. The second is we've cleaned up our video page into a searchable library. This is a work in progress, and we transitioned from just embedding YouTube videos into having a catalog on the site itself. The last major addition is an experiment. We've embedded an open collaborative chat channel from our Discord server to facilitate geospatial discussions. More changes are to come, including an open source geospatial data catalog Adam Simmons, that's myself, has collected over the years. I want to share the data I've collected, open source data, links, sources, attribution to all of you. I have over 500 sources that I keep on track, and I'll slowly release that as I find a way to organize that on the website. Finally, we've included an easy option for our listeners to donate to our continued operations. You can also reach out to us via email for sponsorship opportunities that we've recently developed. If you want to be on the show, we love to have you on. And once again, thanks for listening. I'm Adam Simmons, and thanks for listening to Project Geospatial News. We hope you've enjoyed our podcast focused on the geospatial industry, discussing geospatial news, best practices, and having guest speakers on related to the latest industry projects. You can contribute to our continued operation through anchor.fm/projectgeo/support and www.patreon.com/projectgeospatial. Your contribution keeps our website running and funds our participation to cover conferences on various events beyond the Geoint Symposium. If you represent a company in the industry and would like to talk about your product or service on the show, please reach out to us. Thanks for listening. You can find out all of our information on projectgeospatial.com.